Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. From past visits, you may have remembered that the red heifer sacrifice prefigures the death of Christ as the purification for sin to meet our need while passing through a defiling world. The animal prefigured His perfections, no spot or blemish, and His sinless nature, never having borne the yoke of sin. But while all the Levitical sacrifices were slain in the tabernacle or temple courtyard, this perfect creature was killed outside the camp and by a commoner, not a priest. This we see in verse 3 of chapter 19 of the book of Numbers, where it says, "And you shall give her," that is, the red heifer, "unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth outside the camp, and one shall slay her before his face." When we look at the statement, "and one shall slay her before his face," we have, in the offerer and the victim, a joint type of the person of Christ. He was, at once, the victim and the priest. But he did not start his priestly function until his work as a victim had been accomplished. This will explain the fact that neither Aaron nor his son could slay the animal. But as noted, one shall slay her. The sacrifice of Christ was accomplished on earth, where the Lord Jesus had no right of priesthood because he was not of the priestly tribe of Levi. Heaven, not earth, is the sphere of his priestly service. And this is only possible as a priest in the order of Melchizedek, as living forever. The epistle to the Hebrews expressly declares that after having been the sacrifice for sin, we now have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he was on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law of the Levite. Hebrews 8, verses 1 to 4. These verses show that the red heifer had to be slain, but had to be slain by some other than the priest. Oh, the wondrous symmetry of Scripture, a beautiful mirror of the Old Testament with the New. And in the typography of the Genesis account of Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High that met Abraham, Genesis 14, 18, we see the perfections of that image in Hebrews 9. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made by hands, the figures of the true, but into heaven, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Oh, what a Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrifice for sin. He is our great high priest in heaven, a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. That's what it says in Hebrews 2, verse 17. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.